that the times we had, they were not that bad. And everything else, it was part of the plan. And we sang,
I don't know where we go.
This is the Alpha, 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 Omega, Omega, beginning and the end. And we all just idolize the dead. So you were born,
you were born,
and that was a good day. Someday you'll die,
someday you'll die,
and that is a shame. But somewhere in between, you live the life of which we all dream. Nothing and no one will ever take that away. Let's
my mouth.
Parasitic, early
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Pre-produced at my parents' house in marvelous Mississauga, Ontario, City of Light, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 116 of the program. It is a no-repeat new music episode, and it is the back-to-school new music episode for 2024. Very exciting. Once again, just like last year, I've put the finishing touches on the back-to-school episode a week early, and it will air a week early before Labor Day, and then ideally repeat on its intended date in the first week of September. In the end, for this one, I truncated my research when I realized I had enough goodies for this one, which means I'll have more to look up for the next new music episode penciled in for October 4th. It's good for me, too, because I'm on vacation, so there's no sense being stuck behind a laptop. They've had record rain here this summer, and it's like a jungle. So I just want to get outside now that typical August weather has returned to southern Ontario, which means partly cloudy and 28. They've had two major rain events here that have led to some pretty serious flooding that made national news, and I think justifiably so. I walked to a trail in a ravine near where I'm staying that is prone to flooding, and it is absolutely laid to waste. Under normal circumstances, the surface of the trail is covered with these sections of fake wood planks made from downcycled Oasis juice cartons, and they're tossed all over the place. So the flooding made national news. What also made national news from here was the highly disruptive construction on a municipal expressway, which I think is stupid, and why Toronto has the reputation nationally that it does. Maybe you had a relative that got swept away in the flooding, that's something, but would you really care if their commute went up by 20 minutes because of construction? On the flip side, out here they have heard about the Dunbar fire and crane collapse. It's a miracle nobody died in that. Not so much about the Chilcotin River landslide and subsequent topping, which I was fascinated with. Nothing at all about the fatal dog-on-dog attack in Stanley Park. I don't think they care in Ontario. They banned pit bulls and rotties here after a rash of attacks on children, some of which were fatal over 20 years ago. And guess what? The attack stopped. It can be done, British Columbia. Anyway, rant over. I've got a gigaton of great new music to share with you tonight from all 8 of my recurrent sources, and I did dip into Bandcamp Mailbag to pluck out the new single from Naked Roommate. Other returning artists include OCs, Added Dimensions, Thomas Flynn, Memotone, Koreatown Acid, and an incredible new song from Being Dead. There are no randoms on the show tonight. There is one song from a reissue. There is but one leftover, and it is from the Beak record. Everything else is brand new, and only one artist has more than one song. The bookends are aggressive tonight. You may have heard the first one just now, and dance tracks finish the show. Upcoming in the housekeeping set is Pop Tunes, and the big set features electronic stuff, songs with nylon guitar, which are hot right now, don't scoff, and then stuff that sounds like it's from the 1970s, but it's better than the 1970s because new music is always the best music. If you don't believe me, stick around. Starting off the show tonight was new local outfit Piss with Pointed Aggression. Sorry not sorry for cleaning that song up, it is a family show. I felt sad about removing the spoken word preamble on that track, mainly because that's a common thread tonight, but it had to be done. After that was Saskatoon Band's Crush, spelled with a K. I had to buy the whole digital album for $20 plus tax for that one song, which is crazy. I am the first and only person that's bought it from Bandcamp, oddly enough. Very relevant song if that's what you're living or you're doomscrolling a lot. Then the set finished up with OCs with a great song from their annual album, Like Clockwork Every Year, and I'd expect them coming to town soon, Vancouver that is. Up next is a George Michael cover. Technically it is a Wham song, but I think we all know who wrote it. Rust in Power.